Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a female named Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Menino, M-A-N-N-I-N-O. Tracy Menino is a 50-year-old woman who reports she injured her right wrist at work on 5/29/22. Apparently she was delivering a package and fell on the customer's sidewalk that was crooked. Apparently she reached back with her palm to prevent her fall. Apparently she went to Inspira emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she needs a general final diagnosis to be a broken right wrist. But this was repaired surgically on 6/9/22 with the placement of a plate and 7 screws. Paired she had physical therapy running through 10/29/22. Paired she has completed her course of active treatment. Paired new paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Menino was seen at the emergency room on 5/29/22. She reported trying to brace herself when she fell, landing on her wrist with her palm open. Period. She had x-rays that identified a comminuted impacted intra-articular fracture along the distal right radial epiphysis. Period. She was placed in a splint, treated, and released on Percocet. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by orthopedist Dr. Monahan, M-O-N-G-H-A-N, on 6/7/22. Period. She still had wrist pain, swelling, and color changes. Period. Her surgical history was negative. Period. He performed an exam and diagnosed displaced fracture of the right. Displaced fracture of the distal end of the right radius as well as right wrist pain. Period. He did not believe physical therapy or other non-operative modalities. From that point onward, would best treat the patient's pathology. Period. They did discuss surgical intervention. Period. On 6/9/22, he performed open reduction internal fixation of right distal radius for a postoperative diagnosis of right distal radius fracture. Period. She followed up with Dr. Monahan over the next few months. Period. On 9/8/22, she had repeat x-rays of the wrist compared to study of 7/28/22. Period. It showed status post open reduction internal fixation of what is now a healed distal right radial fracture. Here there was redemonstration of degenerative changes at the first corporal metacarpal joint. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the right wrist consistent with her surgery. Here there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Wrist extension was diminished wrist extension was diminished on the right to 45 degrees and was more than full on the left to 65 degrees. Paired motion of the wrist, elbow, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired she was mildly tender to palpation about the right wrist, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrist, elbow is normal. Cervical, normal. She did perform hand dynamometry with rapid exchange grip. Paired she demonstrated decreased strength on the right compared to the left in a consistent fashion. Period. Impressions. On 5/29/22, Tracy Menino tripped and fell onto her right hand. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and was found to have a fracture of the distal radius. Period. She was immobilized and then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Monahan. Period. He performed surgery on 6/9/22 to be inserted here. She followed up postoperatively and had repeat x-rays on 9/8/22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right wrist, only an extension. Paired provocative maneuvers there were negative. Appears she had no swelling or tenderness. Paired by manual muscle testing, hand grasp was 5/5. But with rapid exchange grip on dynamometry, she demonstrated decreased strength on the right compared to the left. Paired. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand, period. Since this was with internal fixation, I may raise this to 10%, period, end.